Hey, good morning. How are you? I'm great. Thank you. Thanks to you. No. I've been around for a bit. Everyone's been super friendly. I didn't want to interrupt your morning or break your flow. I'm sure you're very busy. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm really your secretary, huh? Well, good thing I don't mind spending time with you. All right, got it. Door's never closed. You just keep grinding, and I'll make your life easier. Yeah, it's been going really well. They showed me around and introduced me. You've really built a nice place here. They've all been so welcoming. My nerves just cleared right up. Thanks for being relaxed about the dress code, by the way. Yeah, I'm okay with dressing up in corporate monkey clothes, but I kind of preferred the all-black thing. Keeping my piercings in. All of that. I just hate being forced to put on in some kind of cheerful demeanor. It's not me. I just don't believe in faking happiness. That way, when I compliment you, or smile, you know it's sincere. Not the best attitude for a secretary, is it? Well, you're the one who hired a goth. Everything's been going great. Well, until they ask me to make a copy for them. The copier is apparently the machine from The Imitation Game. I'm a little frustrated. I swear I know how to make copies and all of that shit, but now this copier is giving me trouble, and you were so nice to offer me this job, and now I'm not able to do a basic thing. Did I... There's a third button? Well, now I feel even dumber. You know, usually it's the guy at the top that's most clueless about printers and stuff like that. But look at you, knowing your stuff. I think you're the first boss I've ever met that actually knows how to do the grunt work. It's kind of... Well, it's cool. Sorry, is cool not professional? Thank you. And, not just for the copier. For, you know, everything. Don't look at me like that. I know you don't consider it a big deal, but I do. When I lost my job, I had no idea what I was gonna do. It's been so hard, and... Look. Anyway. I thought I was done for, sort of. I didn't see a way out. And then you offer me this job. It's like a lifeline. It means the world to me. I know, it's not a charity. It's an actual job, and you needed a secretary. But it saved my ass. And wouldn't it have been just a damn shame if no one saved that? Oh. And, Thanks for not telling anyone why you hired me. Honestly, half of my hesitation taking this position was expecting everybody to treat me like some kind of charity case. But they have no idea we even know each other, do they? That I was a few years ahead of you in school, but we were friends. You've been a real friend. Anyways, I gotta go make these copies, so I'll be getting back to it. Expect to see me at the desk outside your door soon. Catch you later, boss. Hey, saw you were off the phone, so I have these for you. HR just sent them over for you to sign. No rush. Just let me know when it's done. And I'll take these with me and get them processed. Wait. You okay? No, there's no need to apologize. It just looks like you just ran a marathon. Come on. It's me. I get that I work here now, but I'm still me. I mean, we've played beer pong together. I'm pretty sure you can talk to me about things. Yeah, and you failed spectacularly. That's why I'm saying you can tell me everything. Couldn't possibly embarrass yourself more than you did then. There's that grin. Even when you look exhausted, that grin still looks cocky as all heck. I love it. Hold on. Here. Now the door's closed. No one will bother us now. I know your calendar. We've got some time. Talk to me. Yeah, I remember him. Didn't I put him through like half an hour ago? That was one long phone call. And he seemed so rushed when he called, too. Oh? Is it that bad? He called you a what? My God, what is he, a toddler? No, he's not getting what he wants right away, so he calls you to yell at you? Like a little tantrum? God, who lets that guy decide anything, let alone who to work with? I don't care if things didn't go as expected. What, like he never has anything delayed? Besides, I know the accounts, and that guy has yet to make a single payment on time. And now he wants to act all high and mighty because of an oversight you have nothing to do with? To me, that's just an asshole. Yeah, a total asshole. Everyone knows you do everything you can to make sure everything goes out on time, to the right people. You give your all to this place. Every single day. And you look damn fine doing it, too. Yeah, you think I haven't noticed the suits? Whew. Seriously, though. You did everything possible, and something went wrong. You fixed it, too. He's still getting his shipment. It'll just take a little longer. That's not your fault. And more importantly, you don't deserve to be talked to like that. You keep this place running. Oh. And if he ever talks to you like that again, I'll make sure his wife knows where he's been. Oh, yeah. You have no idea how much the secretaries talk to each other. They know everything. Of course I'd trade any gossip about you for favors if I could, but, you know, not much to gossip about. Yeah, unfortunately, you just had to go and be a nice, respectful, patient boss that values the well-being of his employees. What an asshole. Speaking of well-being, I'm late for an appointment that'll keep this skin soft and smooth. So I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, boss. Cheers. To the best boss and the best secretary. What? I think I do pretty well. I haven't heard you complain. I'm kidding, of course. I was worried when I first started. After you were such a good friend, nice enough to offer me a job. What if I fucked everything up? I definitely didn't want you to think of me as someone that wasted a nice chance given to her, you know? Ugh. Stop. No, seriously, I can't take it when you compliment me like that. Ugh. Fine, thank you. I'm glad I make your day so much easier. I wouldn't call me a godsend, though. Especially not with, these in my ears right now. Yeah. Decidedly unreligious. Yeah. Well. A whole year. Who'd have thought? That's sweet of you. But I actually have a sort of confession to make. I kind of got a job offer in the meantime. A couple of them, actually. But they weren't great, and I enjoy it here. So I turned them down. I know. I'm sorry. This is supposed to be temporary, but it's just really nice working for you. And when I thought about it, about not seeing you every day, I just, I couldn't imagine it anymore. Hope you don't think I'm taking advantage. You promise? But hey. Maybe you say you can't go without me. Who am I to leave, right? You know, when it's empty like this, the floor looks so much bigger. Or maybe it's just looking out at it from your office. Either way, it feels empty. Like we're all alone in the world. Thanks. I guess if I had to choose, you'd probably be my pick for last remaining person. As long as we get to spend time together. Should be fun, right? Anyway. All alone in the world with your hot, goth secretary. Don't be embarrassed. You're still a man, after all. I've seen you checking me out. It's okay. I don't mind. Once I noticed, I may have started to wear a little more revealing outfit. I mean, it's still work, so I can't go crazy, but... you know. Tattered skirts got a little shorter. Corset blouses got a little tighter. Or maybe I'm just telling you all of this because we're drinking the scotch from out your desk. I like you being close. You can get a little closer. You smell nice. Yeah. You can kiss me. I won't hate you. I thought you'd never go for it. You finally did. I've been trying to get you to kiss me for a while now. Sure, you're my boss, but you're also really fucking hot. Take this off. I don't care. Just toss it to the side. There. I think your jacket would look much better on the back of this chair. Fuck. Do you have any idea how good you look in a shirt? Well, I'm gonna tear it off of you. Yeah, I don't care. I've been imagining it every damn day, so it's happening. Now I can grab your back, will you? Fuck, that feels good. Keep kissing my neck like that. You're gonna go straight for my ass, huh? Good. The zipper's on the left. There you go. Like the stockings? I know fishnets aren't the most professional thing in the world, but they are pretty hot, huh? Pushy. I was gonna spread my legs for you anyway. So, what are you? Fuck yes. Please do fucking eat me. Right here, on your desk. Eat your slutty secretary's pussy. Yeah. I've got a dirty mouth on me every once in a while. That's it. I've been such a good little help for you, haven't I? So now you're gonna eat my pussy. Fuck yes. Right there. Such a good. Such a good boss. Pushing your tongue inside me while I grab you. You really know just what to do. Fuck, I've wanted your lips on me for so fucking long. And you've wanted my thighs against your head, huh? I know you do. You like it when I squeeze your head between my thighs like this? I've given up already. You don't strike me as the type. Oh? Fuck yes, right here on the desk? Yeah. No, you can eat me more later. Let me just... tricky belt. There. Yeah, I can work with this. I get that cock inside me, boss. With me laid back, right on your desk. Just don't you dare go slow right now. I want every fucking inch. Fuck. God, that's such a perfect fucking fit. That's it, boss. Just fuck me. Just like that. Don't hold back. Think of all the times we were here working late and you could have been fucking me. Just a little fast. Just like that, yes. Fuck. Here. If you pull the string here, whole corset comes apart. You can free my tits. Fuck. Just grab them. So, fuck. Fuck, you're gonna get me close. Don't stop, please. Just like that. Just like that. God, you're to make me come. Yes, just keep hitting that spot and don't stop. That was just what I needed. Wait, did you come? Where are you? Oh, I see. You want a good look at my ass while you finish fucking me, huh? I can do that. Here you go. Your slutty goth secretary, bent over your desk, ass up in the air. Don't tease me. I'm already dripping. And still, oh, so sensitive. So come on, boss. What are you waiting for? Fuck. You can get so much deeper in from this angle. Yes. You can go hard. This ass is all yours. No. I'm clenching so hard because it feels so fucking good I can't stop myself. It's all for you. I need it. I need it, baby. I need you to come inside me. I need you to come for me and fill me up so that I can milk every single drop out of your cock. Just like that. Fuck, that made your cock twitch. Come on, give it to me. Come on, please, fuck, fill me. Fill me up with your cum. Fill me up just like I've been fantasizing about every day I've worked here. Fuck. More. More. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Come for me. Come inside me. Fuck. Come here. Let me turn around. Fuck. That was worth the wait. You have no idea how long I've been waiting for that. So, do I get a promotion now? Oh man, I fucked a gorgeous man I've been crushing on since forever for nothing. Shucks. Don't be weird about this, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I love you. All right? No, I do. It's not just because you made me come back to back or anything like that. I just do. For a while now. That's good to hear. Now, as your secretary, I'm gonna have to advise you that we should clean this place up. But as your new girlfriend, I should tell you that we should head back to your place afterwards.